All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the DFO Fantasy Podcast Morning Report. It is Monday, November the 27th. I hope everyone is having a great start to their week. Just a reminder that the DFO Fantasy Podcast is presented to you by Betway. If you're going to place a bet, bet on Betway. Please play responsibly. Ontario only. A must be 19 years of age or older. So last week, we had a very weird week with the NHL schedule because of American Thanksgiving, because of some of the travel stuff. We had no games on Tuesday. We had no games on Thursday. So it was a bit of a weird week, but that's behind us. Much more normal looking week this week. But before we focus on what's coming up this week, let's take a look back at some of the most notable performances from players who are on the waiver wire in most leagues currently. So let's start up top with the forwards. Trevor Moore of the LA Kings continues his outstanding season. 4 goals, 2 assists, 11 shots on goal in 3 games last week, just 44% owned. He's been pretty much dynamite all season long and should probably be higher than 44% owned. Jake Neighbors, just 2% owned, went from the fourth line to the top line this week and really played well. 3 goals, 1 assist, 6 shots on goal, picked up a point on the power play as well. Also had 10 hits. So banger leagues looks even better there. So, you know, obviously you want to see young prospects getting the opportunity to play at the top of the lineup, and Neighbors, after basically being buried on the fourth line for the entirety of the season so far, gets moved up to the top line, also seeing time on the top power play unit right now, and really looks good. Looks like definitely a deep league pickup, looks like a banger league pickup, and could work his way into standard size leagues because he's, you know, a talented player, like I mentioned, very good prospect, just needs to get some more ice time. And that is what he got this week and played very, very well. Charlie Coyle of the Boston Bruins, who we will talk about a little bit more in a few minutes, but he last week at 35% owned, 4 goals, 1 assist, 13 shots on goal, and 6 hits. Kirill Marchenko, who we'll also talk about in a minute, at 12% owned, had 2 goals, 1 assist, 7 shots on goal in 3 games. David Perron of the Detroit Red Wings, 45% owned, had 3 goals, including 2 power play goals, 6 shots on goal, and 3 hits in 3 games. Wyatt Johnson, who we talk about seemingly every episode, 2 goals, 1 assist, 11 shots in 3 games for the Dallas Stars, currently 36% owned. Gus Nyquist, who was one of our streaming targets from a week ago, 12% owned, came through for us as a streaming target, 1 goal, 4 assists, 11 shots on goal in 4 games. JT Compt for the Detroit Red Wings playing well. 1 goal, 3 assists, 2 points on the power play. Didn't do much in terms of shot volume or hitting, just 2 shots, 1 hit. But the points were certainly there for JT Compt as the Red Wings start to heat up. Speaking of heating up, Lucas Raymond's pretty much been fantastic all season long. Super, super consistent. I believe it's a 6-game point streak that he has going at the moment. Last week added another 1 goal, 2 assists, 7 shots, 4 hits per game, 4 hits total, 2 power play points. He's just 54% owned. And he looks like he's in the middle of a full fledged breakout right now. So yeah, his own percentage needs to continue to climb here. 54% owned is not nearly high enough for what Lucas Raymond has offered so far this season. Cole Perfetti, of the Winnipeg Jets, just 25% owned. He had 1 goal, 2 assists, 7 shots, continues to play kind of modest minutes at 5v5 with Nemestnikov and Nick Ehlers, but he's still on that top power play and had 2 more power play points this week to show for it. And Tomas Hertl, a rare San Jose Shark making the list here. We actually have 2. We'll talk about another one in a minute. But Tomas Hertl was also on our streaming targets list last week. He had 1 goal, 4 assists as a streaming target. Also 6 shots on goal, 5 hits, 2 power play points. Really covered all categories last week. So Tomas Hertl, hopefully you streamed him and Gustav Nyquist last week, because those were our 2 standout streaming targets, at least of guys that were lower owned on the list. Some defensemen to talk about. Shane Gostisbehere, 4-point performance the other night, last night actually on Sunday. The Red Wings, he's at 61% owned, had 1 goal, 5 assists, 4 power play points, and 4 shots on goal last week in 3 games. 61% owned, obviously still pretty highly owned, but available in 39% of leagues. There is, you know, if you listen to our last episode, there's absolutely nothing available on the waiver wire for defensemen right now. So if Gostisbehere is out there, be sure to scoop him up. He's having an absolutely terrific season in Detroit. Zach Werenski, who is one of my favorite preseason defensemen, got off to a bit of a sluggish start, but has picked things up recently. 56% owned, though, so still widely available at the moment. He had 4 assists, which they all came in 1 game. So maybe not the best week, but he had 1 really, really good game, 4 helpers. He added a power play point and 8 shots on goal in 3 games for the Blue Jackets. Some lower owned defensemen, Ryan McDonagh returned to the lineup this week. Played very well, 4 assists in 3 games. Didn't really do much. Probably not somebody, you know, not a lot of shots. Only 4 shots on goal, only 2 hits. Probably not somebody you can rely on too much moving forward, unless he's seeing regular power play time, which isn't going to happen with, you know, Roman Josi, Tyson Barrie also on the roster. So nice week for McDonagh, but not really somebody I would be looking to pick up at the moment, unless I'm in the deepest of deep leagues. Torrey Krug, however, has, you know, really started to come on in the last few weeks. We talked about him on this morning report a couple of times. He had another 3 assists and 10 shots on goal to go along with 2 power play points and 2 hits last week. So at 25% owned, Torrey Krug continues to impress in recent weeks. Matthias Ekholm, kind of got a garbage time goal last night on the power play. It was a power play goal, his only power play point of the week, but he did have 2 goals, 8 shots on goal and 5 hits at 19% owned. As that Oilers offense starts to get going, Ekholm should be a guy that can pick up kind of secondary assists. And, you know, he plays a lot with McDavid at 5v5, so he will pick up points. Does see a little bit of power play 2 time as well. So if you need to go kind of dumpster diving for a defenseman, Matthias Ekholm, you can certainly do worse than him. Kalen Addison at 3% owned now in San Jose, had 4 assists, including 3 power play points, 4 shots on goal. The Sharks probably coming off of 2 of their best performances of the entire season this week. And if that power play can get going, obviously Addison's going to be a key contributor to that. But if they can heat up a little bit, Addison might not be the worst pickup in deeper leagues as well. But yeah, I mean, obviously the plus minus will be a bit of an issue whenever you're rostering Sharks, but they are playing better. They might not be, you know, this historically awful team that we saw early in the season. They are starting to figure things out. I believe David Quinn had the quote of the week last week after their 1 game against Montreal. He said, "We actually looked like a hockey team tonight," which I found hilarious and also is probably true. Some goalies, just absolutely outstanding goaltender performances over the weekend. Some rare shutouts on Saturday, some crazy, you know, unexpected shutouts, but also we're looking more at guys who played a little bit more than 1 game this week. So let's start with Jonathan Quick at 42% owned. He went 2-0 last week, had a 2.01 goals against average, a 937 save percentage, and 1 shutout. He just cannot lose right now. A vintage throwback Jonathan Quick right now for the New York Rangers. He looks absolutely terrific. Still just 42% owned. Seems to be getting plenty of work alongside Igor Shesterkin. So I'm fine with Jonathan Quick at 42% owned. Elvis Merzlikin starting to play some really, really good hockey as well. He has looked really good in his most recent starts. Looked outstanding against the Hurricanes on Sunday night. Unfortunately, the Blue Jackets were unable to hold on to that win. Would have given them a 3-0 week. Ends up finishing the week at 2-1 with a 235 goals against average and a 940 save percentage. So if the Blue Jackets, I've talked about them quite a bit. I do think that there's enough talent on that roster that they're going to get things going. They're going to need good goaltending from Merzlikins. And if that offense starts to click a little bit, Merzlikins could be a sneaky pickup off the wire. Again, just 33% owned at the moment. Alex Lyon, I mean, did not start a game for the first month and a half of the season, and now he seems to be an extremely reliable netminder for the Detroit Red Wings. If you don't remember him, he was the guy that basically single-handedly carried the Florida Panthers to the playoffs last year, and then they obviously went on that magical run. He was great. Signs with the Red Wings in the offseason, doesn't get any playing time, but now I think he's really taken over James Reimer's job as the number two here in Detroit behind Ville Husso, and I don't think that they're going to continue to roll Husso out there for 75% of starts while Lyon's playing as well as he is. So Lyon last week, 2-0 with a 0.5 goals against average, a .981 save percentage and one shutout. Again, just 26% owned right now. If he continues to start half the games in Detroit, that team's clicking right now, and he's playing terrific hockey. So I like Lyon if you need help between the pipes. And Phoenix Copley, maybe starting to carve into Cam Talbot's workload a little bit after what he did last week. 2-0 with a 0.5 goals against average, .980 save percentage, and one shutout. Basically, they were just riding Cam Talbot. Given his injury history, I do think that they want to get Copley some starts. He hadn't played well early on. So hopefully this week maybe gave him some confidence and gave them some confidence to keep riding him as well. So whenever he gets a start, he's going to make for a strong spot start option because the Kings, as I've mentioned many times this year, may be one of the best teams in all of the NHL. They certainly are the best defensive team at the moment. And that leads us right into this week's streaming targets. If you don't read it, I release a weekly strength of schedule and streaming target article over at dailyfaceoff.com. And what I do, speaking of the Kings being very good defensively, is take a look and rate each team based on how good they are defensively, a mix of defensive team metrics, also goaltending statistics, and give you an overall defensive rating for each team. And then I build up the strength of schedule using that rating to try to find which teams have the easiest matchups for their skaters this week to take advantage of and identify the best streaming targets as a result. Just to give you an idea, the defensive rating for the LA Kings is 8.31. So the lower, the better. 8.31. The San Jose Sharks are at 88.94, the worst in the NHL versus the best. But the crazy part is the LA Kings at 8.31, the second best defensive team in the NHL right now is the Florida Panthers at 24.4 on the defensive rating scale. So the Kings have been that good defensively so far this season. So whenever Copley gets the start, it looks outstanding. But this week, the top teams to target, the easiest schedules on the week, the Boston Bruins, the Florida Panthers, the New York Rangers, and the Columbus Blue Jackets are the four teams we're really going to focus on for our streaming targets this week. Not only do the Boston Bruins have the best schedule score of the week at 288, which again is a combined, the sum of all of the teams that they're playing this week and their defensive rating, it's not the highest this week. It's the highest of the entire season. They start with the Blue Jackets, then they face the Sharks and the Maple Leafs, and then close it out with another matchup against the Blue Jackets. To give you an idea, the Blue Jackets rank as the fifth worst defensive team. I already said that the Sharks are the worst defensive team, and the Maple Leafs are 12th worst. So really, really good matchups for the Boston Bruins. Who do they have that you can stream this week? Well, Jake DeBrusk at 38% owned. Got off to a really slow start to the season, failing to score a goal with just two assists in his first seven games of the season. Things have mostly stayed the same recently. 6 points in his last 12 games, 3 goals, 3 assists, but the real discouraging part about what DeBrusk's doing so far has been the dip in his shot volume. He was around 3 shots per game a season ago. He's at 2.3 per game so far this season. So I don't love that. But even with his lack of production, you know, a lot of it can be explained by his 7.0 personal shooting percentage and his 8.7 on-ice shooting percentage. So he's had some pretty poor luck so far. I am hopeful that those metrics will bounce back, regress positively towards the mean this week, especially in some cushy matchups. So at 38% owned, Jake DeBrusk looks like one of the best streaming targets this week. We talked about Charlie Coyle being one of the best players last week, and he looks like one of the best streaming candidates this week. He really wasn't known for his offense during his first 4 years with the Bruins. He averaged just 16 goals and 25 assists, 41 points per 82 games. So around half a point per game through his first full seasons with the Bruins. However, with the departures of Patrice Bergeron and David Krejci this offseason, Coyle has taken on a much more prominent role in this offense this year. And so far, he's flourished. He's got 19 points in 20 games, but has been especially hot lately, scoring 7 goals with 4 assists to give him 11 points in his last 8 games. Now, opposite of what's going on with Jake DeBrus, Charlie Coyle is currently shooting 30.4% personally, and then has an on-ice shooting percentage of 16.7. So probably getting a little bit fortunate, a little bit of puck luck going his way. Those are not really sustainable rates. That being said, we don't really care about how sustainable it is for the rest of the season. As long as he can sustain it for 1 week, because that's probably all he's going to be on a roster for, unless he continues to just be outrageously hot and carry some more season-long value. But for this week, as a streaming target, we don't give a shit what his shooting percentage and on-ice shooting percentage is. We want him in the lineup shooting 30-40% again this week, and hopefully he can stay hot. James Van Riemsdyk was on our streaming candidates last week. He's at 15% owned. He was solid again last week, despite being healthy scratch on the front end of a back-to-back, because apparently 36 years old is too old to play on a back-to-back. He had 3 assists, 5 shots in 3 games last year. The veteran winger is currently over a point per game in his last 9 games, picking up 10 points, 2 goals, 8 assists during that stretch. His role on the Bruins' top power play unit is really what you're picking him up for, and that's what makes him the most enticing, because his average time on ice of 14-13 and his shot volume at just 2.3 per game are pretty pedestrian rates and not really something that I'm super excited about. And then Matthew Poitras at 4% owned. Poitras, I can never pronounce his name. I don't know why, but at 4% owned, he's fine in deep leagues. I'm not, you know, rushing to the wire to pick him up, and I'm definitely not picking him up over any of the names mentioned above. But if you're in deeper leagues and none of those guys are available, I think that he's fine. He got off to a fast start in the NHL with 5 points in his first 7 games, 3 goals, 2 assists. However, he's cooled off pretty considerably lately, just 1 goal, 3 assists for 4 points in his last 13 games. He is still playing around 14.5 minutes per game, is on the line with Jake DeBrusk and on the second power play unit. So there's potential for him to have a strong week given the matchups that the Bruins have this week.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Moving on, we have the Florida Panthers. The Panthers are in Eastern Canada to start the week. Montreal, Ottawa, and Toronto, they are the ranked 3rd, 8th, and 12th best matchups this week. So none of them have been really stellar defensively. The problem with streaming the Florida Panthers this week is only one light night game could make getting them into their lineup a little bit more, getting them into your lineup a little bit more difficult. So be sure to plan ahead. Take a look at your schedule this week or your roster this week and how things shake out, and see if you can even fit these guys into your lineup before wasting an addition on them. Evan Rodriguez would probably be the easiest to fit in your lineup because he is center, left wing, and right wing eligible. So eligible at all three forward positions. He's 36% owned. So I would imagine even on the busy nights, you probably are going to have one of center, left wing, or right wing available. You're probably going to be able to get him into your lineups this week and makes him the easiest Panther to stream. The issue for Rodriguez is he's pointless in his last six games and has just 5 points, one goal, four assists in his previous 14 games. Still, he's skating on the top line with Alexander Barkov and Sam Reinhart. So he is set up to have a big week. It's just a matter of can he capitalize on these matchups. If you can fit a strict center in your lineup at 14% owned, I think Sam Bennett is probably the best option from the Panthers if you can fit the strict center in your lineup for these games. If not, just move on to another team. But Bennett is, you know, he's been snake bitten. He only has one goal, no assists in eight games. But when you look under the hood, he's just been extremely unfortunate. He's got an absurdly low 1.3 on-ice shooting percentage, and his personal shooting percentage is just 6.7. He's a 10.1% shooter for his career. So things will likely improve soon, and you could really not ask for a better spot in the lineup. He currently skates with Matthew Tkachuk and Carter Verhaeghe, been one of the best lines in the NHL going back to last season. And he was recently bumped up to the top power play unit as well. They shuffled their units around when Brandon Montour and Aaron Ekblad came back, trying to go for two more balanced units. And that's resulted in Bennett getting a look on that top unit and Carter Verhaeghe being bumped to what would be called now the second unit or unit 1B, if you will. So maybe this is the week that Bennett breaks out because, yeah, the matchups are pretty good and he's in a terrific spot at 5v5 and on the power play. The New York Rangers are next on the list. They have some really nice matchups this week. They face the Sabres, who are the sixth best matchup, the Red Wings, who are kind of middle of the pack at 19th, but then they've got the Sharks, who are obviously the best matchup. All of those come at home at Madison Square Garden, and they also mix in a day trip to the Nashville Predators, who are pretty good defensively. They're the 21st ranked matchup. So not great, but two really good matchups, two kind of meh matchups, but overall, it's the sixth best average opponent rating on the week, and their three late night games make them easy to stream this week. The two streaming targets I'd be looking at from the New York Rangers: first, Alexis Lafreniere at 39% owned. Lafreniere had 11 points, 7 goals, 4 assists in his first 14 games. And just when you thought he'd finally figured out this NHL level stuff, he posted one goal and no assists in his last 5 games. Shots on goal has still been pretty strong there, so I'm not totally discouraged. But the fact that he's skating on a line with Artemi Panarin and Vincent Trocheck, they are averaging 3.2 expected goals, 4 per 60, 38 scoring chances, 4 per 60, and 15 high danger chances, 4 per 60. One of the better 5v5 lines in the NHL right now. They've been playing really well. So with great line mates, great matchups, this week really does set up well for Lafreniere to kind of get back into the point column, get back to that early season form that we saw from him. So the time on ice, the usage has been good. The shot volume has been pretty good this year. It's been better than last year. So there are signs that he's definitely getting better. And then this week does set up nicely. So I do like Lafreniere at 39% owned. Blake Wheeler at 10% owned. At 37 years old, Wheeler certainly is not the same player he used to be. And that's pretty reflected in his usage. Currently averaging just 12 minutes and 21 seconds per game. So don't love that. However, after going pointless in his first 10 games with the Rangers, he was promoted to the top line with Mika Zibanejad and Chris Kreider. And that's led to 6 points, 2 goals, 4 assists in his last 9 games. Well, that's great. His usage and then suddenly depressing shot volume. I mean, shot volume is really what we liked him for a while. Make him kind of just a deep league target only. People will look and say, wow, he's playing with Zibanejad and Chris Kreider. The problem is the Zibanejad and Chris Kreider line has never really been great at 5v5. They get their job done on the power play. So playing with them at 5v5 isn't quite as good. I'd much rather have the whoever's playing with Artemi Panarin. That line usually performs much better at 5v5. So Wheeler, deep league target, much more interested in Lafreniere this week. And then two of my favorite targets this week are the from the Columbus Blue Jackets. The Blue Jackets are 10th in average opponent rating this week, but they have all 4 of their games coming on late night. So you'll have no issues getting these guys into your lineup. The problem is 2 of their meetings are against the Bruins at the start of the week and at the end of the week. But maybe some of the Bruins' magic is starting to wear off. They had a 935 save percentage in their first 16 games of the season, but they've surrendered 18 goals in their last 4 games with an 875 save percentage. So We talked about how last year the Bruins goaltending wasn't sustainable. Then they come in and they start doing it again this year with a much worse team. And you're like, how is this happening? And maybe some of that magic is starting to wear off. Are the Blue Jackets good enough to take advantage of it? Remains to be seen. But they have plenty of options. Now, it depends which leagues you're playing in. If you're in leagues where Johnny Gaudreau, who's 60% owned, Boone Jenner, who's 60% owned and been unbelievable this year, or Patrick Laine, who's 52% owned, if those guys are available, those are the streaming targets from the Blue Jackets this week. And I wouldn't hesitate to pick up a couple of them. But if you're in the 60% of leagues where they're not available, these two guys in more standard size leagues are good as well. Adam Fantilli at 26% owned, strict center. He's due for a breakout. He has no goals and one assist in his last six games, despite firing 24 shots on net, which is good for 4.0 shots per game. The rookie's defensive metrics aren't pretty, but we don't really care about that. We only care about the offense and fantasy, other than plus minus. He's averaging 3.0 expected goals, 4 per 60, 30 scoring chances, 10 high danger chances, 4 per 60 through 22 games this year. So he's been held back by a 6.9 personal shooting percentage and an 8.1 on a shooting percentage. So this seems like a great time to scoop Adam Fantilli. Hopefully the matchups this week will lead to a breakout, and he definitely has the ability and the underlying metrics and the usage in this offense to become a season-long asset for you, and it could all start this week. Kirill Marchenko, 11% owned, definitely one of my favorite players to pick up this week. Marchenko is another player who has potential season-long value. He was healthy scratched earlier in the year, but he seems to be settling in recently. He has 8 points in his last 12 games, including 5 goals, and it's really his 18 minutes and 10 seconds of average time on ice in his last 5 games that has me most excited. Because like I said, he was scratched early in the season, seemed to kind of fall out of favor, and now seems to be earning the trust of this Blue Jackets coaching staff. He's currently on that top line with Jenner and Gaudreau. As I mentioned, Jenner's been outstanding. Gaudreau's starting to get into form. He's also on the top power play unit. We saw him last year score a ton of goals. He could go out and have a 4 or 5 goal week and really kind of turn a matchup for you. So Marchenko, definitely a guy I want this week. Definitely a guy I have interest in moving forward as well. All right, let's take a quick look at tonight's games and the best bets brought to you by Betway. We're going to start with the Columbus Blue Jackets, who we just talked about, hosting the Boston Bruins, who we just talked about. The Blue Jackets are plus 200 road or home underdogs. The Bruins minus 250 road favorites. It's probably going to be Spencer Martin getting the start for the Blue Jackets with Elvis Merzlikin starting last night. He was extremely busy as well. Then they got to travel from Carolina to Columbus. That game was in Carolina. Yeah, it was in Carolina. So probably no bet for me here. I'm slightly interested in the Blue Jackets. I think that the Bruins are pretty inflated in the market. I've been talking about how I think that they're pretty fraudulent for most of the season. So I've been betting against them a lot. It's worked pretty well, especially the last two games. I got on the Red Wings. I got on the Rangers. They both won. So I'm slightly interested in the Blue Jackets at plus 200, but nothing crazy. Won't be a big play at all. The Panthers are in Ottawa. The Panthers are minus 125 favorites. The Senators plus 105 home dogs. Looks like the Ottawa Senators are probably going to get Jonas Korpisalo back tonight. And with the Panthers being on the front end of a back-to-back and the Maple Leafs tomorrow, I think there's a spot here where Anthony Stolarz gets the start for the Florida Panthers. So I'd be looking at maybe getting on the Senators at plus 105 if Stolarz gets the start. Home dogs, I'm fine with that. The Sabres are in New York to take on the Rangers. The Rangers are minus 225. The Sabres are up to plus 185. They opened at plus 160 at Betway. So another one where I am decently interested in the dog here. I don't mind the Sabres at plus 185. Again, another small play. None of these are big plays for me today. None of them really stick out. But plus 185 road dogs against the Rangers. I'm okay with the Sabres tonight. The Avalanche hosts the Lightning. Now, my biggest play of the day will probably be the Lightning at plus 125 on the road in Colorado, but that's only if Andre Vasilevsky gets the start. There's two ways of looking at this. They're on a back-to-back. The front end is obviously against the Avs. The back end is against the Coyotes. So conventional wisdom would suggest that Vasilevsky will get the start against the tougher team, leaving Johansson to face the easier team. Problem is, They might elect to give Vasilevskiy an extra day off because he's coming off of a serious injury and surgery. And just giving the extra day is probably going to be helpful. The other part is Johansson, obviously used to play for the Avalanche. Could they try to give him a start against his former team? So it's funny because to me, like, I think that Tampa Bay is a good play at +125 if Vasilevskiy starts. But then on the other side, I also think the Avalanche are a good play at -150 if Johansson starts. So just obviously keep an eye on dailyfaceoff.com. Keep an eye on our Twitter. You're going to have to act fast because the goaltending matchup really changes that game entirely for me. The Golden Knights are in Calgary. They're -115 road favorites against the -105 home Calgary Flames. No real bet for me here. I would lean Calgary just because Vegas is going to be without Alec Martinez and Shea Theodore. Most likely Shea Theodore is out for sure. So yeah, I would lean towards the Flames, but really no bet for me there. And then the Capitals and the Sharks in San Jose. The Sharks are +175 home underdogs. Like I said, they've been playing some of their best hockey in the last couple games, and I lean Sharks in this one. So again, no massive plays except for maybe that Tampa Colorado game. I'd be going like a quarter unit, maybe a half unit on some of these. No, you know, glaringly obvious plays, which I've actually been giving out and hitting on pretty regularly on these morning reports. But yeah, I would say maybe a small play on the Blue Jackets +200. I would hope maybe that number gets better throughout the day. Maybe a small play on Ottawa +105, especially if Stolarz gets the start for the Panthers. Maybe a small play on the Sabres at +185. Just 25 cents off open seems a little wild to me. And then again, the Lightning Colorado game depends on who gets the start there. And then maybe a small play on San Jose +175. So that is going to do it for this edition of the DFO Fantasy Podcast Morning Report presented to you by Betway. If you're going to place a bet, bet on Betway. Please play responsibly. Ontario only. Must be 19 years of age or older. I'm your host, Brock Segan. We'll see you guys back here in a couple days.
Step onto the legendary clay courts of Roland Garros, where the world's best players battle it out for a chance to win the French Open title. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV, live in HD. Don't miss a moment with daily live coverage and match replays on demand, beginning Monday, May 20th. Be there for all the unforgettable moments. Stream now with Tennis Channel Plus.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.